Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm your host, Holly, and I have... Who are you?
I'm the special guest of the evening. Yo, 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 what up, pumpers? It's Chad back in the house.
And we are finally back.
Finally back.
A retro episode for you guys.
After all this time, guys, we wanted to get this up sooner, and we... have been trying like mad, so...
We've literally watched episode 1 and 2 probably 100 times at this point.
And meaning to cast this episode for everybody, but, you know, we've had some issues getting the episode up, but we're back. We're back in full effect, and we promise to get these episodes up and running and to give you guys this retro cast.
We promise. Okay. Is this episode called This Is a Breakup?
Yes. Episode 2, season 1 of our retro cast. This is a great one. This actually gets the ball rolling on the phenomenon we know as Vanderpump Rules.
It really does. Like, so many iconic things happen in this episode. So we start out where Lisa is telling us, you know, how her and her husband Ken have 2 restaurants. You know, we're still introing the whole thing to Sir. And she has a conversation with her business partner Guillermo about that she wants to have a float in the gay pride parade in West Hollywood.
Yeah, she wants to get more involved with the community and bringing Sir into that fold and showing everybody what the restaurant's all about. So this is the beginning. This is the infancy of what they now do with the, you know, the Pride Parade and, you know, episodes we see now of them, you know, going off with, you know, a lot of cool stuff. So this was the beginning. Probably yes. The best, too.
Yeah. And I thought it was funny. Like, Guillermo was not feeling it. He's like, why? We've been here for years. We've never done that. Like, why are we doing it now?
No, and I bet, like, a lot of people in the beginning are kicking themselves in the ass now because they didn't believe in this show. They didn't believe in anything, you know, with the cast being too young. I don't think he had a vision. Lisa had a vision for what this was going to be.
I actually think people still don't have a vision for this show. Yeah. Like, and they are missing out. I mean, I know there's a lot of other things on TV to invest your time in, but Vanderpump Rules really is worth it.
Vanderpump Rules is one of the best, and it's blowing up. I mean, if we get a lot of people that say, you know, I've never seen that show. I don't know what you're talking about. Total BS,
we
man.
We call bullshit on
we
that.
We call bullshit. We know you. We know you guys. The people that say that are probably the biggest fans in the world.
Yeah. And yeah. We've had some of our pumpers write in and leave voicemails about that fact that make us feel very supported in that we know that that argument is true. Everyone watches the show.
Yeah. So to all the haters, all the doubters, all the non-believers of Vanderpump Rules, we're on to you. We know that you secretly keep shrines of Stassi Schroeder and Jax Taylor in your house. So...
Okay, so anyway, so Guillermo's like, I don't know, this is going to cost money, and I don't understand, and he just doesn't have the vision that Lisa Vanderpump does.
Well, is he the managing partner? Is he the voice of reason, while Lisa is more of the visionary?
I think that's
visionary?
I feel like that's how they were setting this scene up, like that, you know, like she's like, well, if you really are going to say no, then I guess we won't do it, and he's like, okay, fine, we'll do it, and, the first thing I said was like, or that I noticed is like, he's standing there in like a pink shirt. Like, does he really have a problem with gay pride?
It sounded like he just didn't think it was going to accomplish anything. I don't think he really.
But then he joked about the shirt. So apparently he's in on the joke. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyways, they agree to go ahead and have this float. And So then, like, we kind of, like, cut over to Stassi and Kristen shining up some wine glasses out on the patio using a little tea kettle. Like, they're, like, sitting there and, like, getting the fingerprints off of the glasses, which, I, you know, really detailed work these girls are doing.
Yeah.
And Stassi's like, Katie, did you get your tips? And Katie's like, no. And then we cut to Stassi and she's like, so, like, my parents cut me off. And now it's like, you know, I like am close to overdrafting and, you know, basically saying like life as an adult is hard.
Yeah. Stassi was in a dire straits here. Definitely in a tough situation. She's like, oh my God, I'm totally living below the poverty line. Her parents cut her off, said she got a pretty nice stipend, a monthly stipend from daddy, but no more. It cut her off after college. No more college, no more trust fund, I guess.
Has she said what her major is yet? I feel like we know this from like the podcast or something.
No, but I believe she might have said it, but I don't remember. Probably something.
Do you think it was having to do with hotel management and serving at Sir?
Yes.
No.
The most useless college degree in the world, the most useless major, along with, I would say, English or
history,
literature, something like that. You know, it's just something that you don't really, you know, utilize.
Well, I mean, you could be a teacher.
Yeah. And a lot of people actually go into the, you know, restaurant management positions and hotel management, you know, it's, but you don't need a degree for that. A lot of people just stumble into that.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
So
like Peter.
Yeah.
So,
but wait, how much do you think she used to get? She's kind of complaining. She said she used to get a pretty good sum of money each month. You think it was under 2000, above 2000? I mean, how much could she get?
2,000, I bet.
Probably like 2K a month.
Maybe, yeah. 1,500. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
nice little amount.
A free and clear amount of money from your parents, like, is, and maybe they even took care of rent and then she got an allowance.
Wait, does she live in her own place? I mean, okay, Jax and her.
Uh-huh.
They're still together, right? Uh-huh. At this moment, they're in their apartment. Before Jax, did she have, you know, her own place? Was she living by herself? She didn't live with Katie or Kristen or anybody like that, did she?
Yikes. I mean, this is why I'm rewatching the season, because
if anybody knows, email us, let us know if there was any mention of Stassi living with roommates.
I think that there was, because remember when Lala takes her, they, like, Stassi goes over to a housewarming party and Lala shows her the room that she used to live in.
Mm-hmm.
So didn't she live with roommates then, or was that her and Jax's apartment that she was showing?
I always assumed that was her and Jax's apartment that they're living in now. We're really going to find this out as we go along.
Yeah.
That's season 4.
I'm feeling stupid right now.
We're going to be, it's not going to be for a while.
So yeah, let us know. Tweet us. And
yeah, where did Stassi live before this? Did she live by herself? My point being that her parents had to have been paying her rent completely. And that's a huge sum of money.
Yeah.
An apartment in Hollywood for one person. Yeah. That's at least, you know, $1,800, $2,000 if you're living alone.
Yeah.
You know.
At least.
Yeah, at least. Plus spending money. Ooh, that's probably a lot. So she's been cut off. So she's definitely hurting right now, waiting for those tips. I know what that's like, waiting for tips.
Remember, yeah.
Tip packets, restaurant, you get these little envelope packets at the end of the week or...
Yeah, actually, some people aren't aware of how it works, that you don't get to walk with your tips that night.
Yeah, usually most restaurants, and in this case, you know, they brought this up last episode about how they pool all their tips and then just disperse the amount. Yeah, so the waiters just, you know, pitch into a pool, everybody's tips get collected, and then, you know, certain positions get a percentage at the end of the week.
And it's put on the books. Like, it's all gone. It's like,
yeah,
the bookkeeper handles it.
So they take the total sum, and, you know, busboys may get, you know, 5% of the total tips. Servers may get, you know, 25%. It goes like that. So you get a nice little pack at the end of the night, you know, 50, 60 bucks. Some people get more. But
so the girls are talking about that, and, like, it's obvious, like, that they are looking for their money. And Katie, you know, she's like, so how's it going, like, with you and Jax? And Stassi takes that opportunity to unload. And she's like, well, like, how do you think it's going? Like, he abandons me. He leaves me alone. He, you know, he doesn't come home. He can't deal with confrontation. Like, it's just, you know.
He straight up walks out on her, leaves her hanging at restaurants and movies.
Yeah, bars. Yeah. And then she makes sure that she gets in there. She's like, of course I love him. Of course. Like, it's just watching these episodes back, and this episode in particular, it's just the classic Stassi is just amazing. Like, the lines that she delivered are just gems.
These are like completely different people. It's so strange to watch them, though. It's
they're different but the same.
Yeah. I mean, but just to see this apply to their relationship, Jax and Stassi, because we haven't seen it in so long.
Yeah.
It's very strange to watch, but it's so natural. I remember watching these for the first time and just being so drawn in. They are like the number one couple. They are the alpha couple.
Oh,
for
God,
sure.
Yeah.
Leaders of the group.
It's just like electric when they're on screen together. Like, it's just,
the chemistry was there, man. I mean, this is why we fell in love with the show. Jax and Stassi are like, you know, Beauty and the Beast.
Romeo and Juliet.
Jack and Rose from Titanic, like that. You know, just those that iconic couple, for sure. And later on, you know, it definitely hurts to see what happens later on. But
yeah, so they kind of have like that little talk there. And then we go right back into, I don't know if this rolled into another day or what was going on, but the next thing you see Jax at work and he's behind the bar and there's people in the restaurant. It's, you know, like the middle of the day. And Stassi comes rolling up on the bar and she's like, thanks for bringing me to work today. And he's like, what? I thought you started at 7:30. Now, both you and I worked in restaurants. Have you ever had a start time of 7:30 p.m.?
No. Most people come for morning, lunch,
I mean,
or
an evening shift. The earliest you would start would be 4 o'clock, 4:30. And I would say about the latest you would start would be 5:30. No one starts at 7:30.
Yeah, that's a strange time. So, Jax, we call bullshit on that, man. You just left her hanging once again. How dare you? So she was sleeping, and I don't know.
That was funny, too. She's like, I was sleeping, and you didn't wake me up. You just took care of yourself once again. And, you know, so she's, like, all pissed, and they're having this fight in front of everyone. And then it, like, cuts to her confessional, and she's like, Jax and I have talked about marriage, like, a lot. And, you know, like, she mentions that a couple times.
She mentions that more than a couple times in this episode. Stassi, with the marriage proposal on the mind, like, she was marriage obsessed, man. And she, you know what she also said a bunch of times in this episode? She mentioned her age, 23, and Jax's age, 33. 32 or 33. Yeah, she kept saying that. I don't think he minded at the time. Now you can see it kind of hurts him. He's a little bit more sensitive about his age.
But he was then too, though, because like a couple of times when like he's talking to Tom Schwartz about like modeling, he's like, you know, like when there's other like 20-year-olds there, you know, and I'm, you know, 30 now. Like he's like ashamed of it because Stassi told him to be ashamed of it. But yeah, the real shame hasn't set in yet. You're right.
Yeah, it's coming. But she is still committed to the relationship, trying to make it work. She wants that ring. Stassi's pushing for that marriage proposal. That's what she wants. This is the reason
why. She never says that on camera, but you read in between the lines, that for sure is what it is. I actually think it's even a step further than that, where she's like, you know what I want. And I think that, you know, from being a crazy girl to watching a crazy girl, game recognizes game. I feel like those words mean like, you know what I want. And like that meant to him, like, I want a ring, I want the wedding, and I want a baby. Like, like all of it. You know, it's not just a simple ring.
Yeah, the whole package, I guess. The whole.
And I mean, her eyes are just like on fire when she's saying this.
She's furious. She is furious. But it's so strange, though. I mean, you want all this? This is not the type of atmosphere, you know, that you would want to raise a family or even for a long-term committed relationship. It's just not the place.
Jack's no, but even, when you're that age and you think that's what you want, that's like how crazy you talk. Like, it's totally, that's just, you could just, like, she believed what she was saying. Yeah. Like, there was no, this wasn't like an act. No. She 100% thought that she was in love with him, thought that she wanted to marry him and all of that.
Yeah.
So anyways, she's sitting there and they're fighting and going on and on. And Lisa is like back staring at it and like shaking her head and rolling her eyes. And she kind of waits until the fight like dissipates and Stassi like, you know, heads to the alley. And so Lisa takes that opportunity to roll up on Jax and she's like, listen, Jax, Stassi begged me to let you work here. And I didn't even want to, but because she's friends with Pandora and that makes me be like a little more loyal to her because of that. And I'm not loyal to you. So get your shit together. And he's like, oh, I just can't win. I can't win.
Yeah. Definitely feeling bad for Jax in this situation. He was, you know, he was just trying to do his job. He's trying to be professional. Stassi keeps hitting him up mid work. And Lisa, yeah, warned them both about this, that this would happen. But Stassi begged to bring Jax into, you know, Sir for a job because he needed a job. He needed to pay his portion of the rent. But, I mean, she's starting fights with this guy right in front of everybody, in front of customers while they're enjoying their Bloomin' Onions. And, you know, you could just see these people are horrified.
They don't have Bloomin' Onions.
They don't serve Bloomin' Onions at
Goat Sir? Cheese balls.
Goat cheese balls?
Yeah.
No potato skins?
I mean, I haven't checked the menu in a while, but that's... at the wrong restaurant.
Moons over Miami?
No. So, and like this whole, like Lisa's like kind of setting herself, like she's letting us know like these cheeky servers here at Sir, like I just have to keep them in line and, you know, it's just exciting and a fun time. you know, but she's also acting like she's babysitting them, but like she is getting a kick out of it. Like she is just like she sees what is unfolding before her eyes and she it's like a novel.
Yeah. Lisa is a visionary. She sees the bigger picture here and the drama is definitely tantalizing.
Okay.
And wait. Where's Stassi going all the time? She's always disappearing. Where does she go after these arguments?
The alley to smoke.
Alley to smoke. I've never seen them really smoke. You see them smoking here and there in these episodes, but there was another photo of Katie. Someone snapped a photo. I think we were watching Watch What Happens Live, and it was Katie doing something. I don't know what she was doing, but they snapped a photo of her with the cigarette in her hand. Why don't you think they really show that on TV? You think it portrays kind of a negative image and they don't want to, and they know kids are watching. They don't want to.
They showed it a lot on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, they actually cut back recently.
Oh, yeah, a lot. I mean, do you think they've quit smoking?
Yeah, I do. Well, I don't know.
It's a very model thing to do. It's a very LA model thing to do. A lot of people do it.
They smoke pot.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of people smoke and then something happens. I think, I don't know what it is. Like they go through these phases, but a lot of people, models and actors, smoke. And then they just, I think someone kind of.
I mean, if I was a cast member of Vanderpump Rules, I would totally smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would, I would absolutely smoke if I worked at Sir, because rolling out to that alley and sitting in that iconic alley on one of those chairs, I mean, I would just have to.
And did you ever get a chance to go back to the alley?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
How was it?
Exactly like on the show.
Wow, that's cool.
It actually, I haven't been there in a while, and I think that it's even like more done up now. Like I think there's like, it's like step and repeat-ish back there. Like they have like stuff on the wall.
So it's all fancy.
Like it's, they made it like a photo op.
There's like a big Sir mural with.
And the other really iconic thing is the bathroom in that restaurant, because, you know, there's a lot of scenes that happen there and it is just like, obviously just like on the show, but the bathroom's really fun too.
It's not overflowing with poop and tampons.
No.
Do you think they ever let their bathrooms?
But I was like looking for, you know, how they always say that they hide their wine in there. Like I was looking to see.
Oh yeah. Did you?
If they did.
See anything?
No, but I bet that there is some nights.
I'd like to check out that alley. That sounds cool. I'm going to have to Google map that later on or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool. So then we go to the next scene, and this is another gold, amazing scene that you pumpers should just go onto Hulu and forward to this part because it's just crazy. Sheena and her mother go and get matching hummingbird tattoos.
Tattoo shop, yeah. This
for was Mother's Day, for a belated Mother's Day gift. And, you know, as they're laying there at this tattoo place that was just on a whole nother level, she's asking her, she's like, so mom, like, I'm like kind of worried about like this whole Stassi thing, you know, I just want to fit in, and I want everyone to like me. I don't want to have a problem. And
Sheena's mom refers to her as being, someone who has got tough skin. But do you think that's true? You think Sheena's got tough skin?
No. When she said, you know, one of my best things about myself is that I don't give an F.
Yeah.
Well, we know that is not true. She 100% gives an F.
I don't think she used to give an F. I think she was used to being the
top dog
before she got here. This is like, you know, when girls come out here from Kansas or Arkansas and they're, you know, the hottest chick in their town, and they move to LA and there's, you know, the whole place is filled with hot chicks. They're no longer, you know, the number one. So yeah, I think Sheena is used to being number one. That's why she didn't give a crap. Now she's trying to get in on this group.
I don't know. I think that Sheena believes that, but I think that she's always kind of had this flaw in her character where she is just kind of not self-aware of like what she actually feels. She says one thing and like does the opposite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She is a little airheadish, but I don't think she means to do that. I think she means well.
I think on paper, she like lists out like what she thinks she is, and she hopes that that's true. And I'm sure I could make a list of, you know, great things about me, but maybe they aren't all true. You know what I mean?
Definitely. She probably lists her strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, she's like pretty nice.
Pretty nice flaws. Works too hard. Cares too much. too sometimes too pretty.
Do too much of my coworker's side work.
The issues with Stassi are getting to her. She's starting to crack a little here. That's why she's having a little downtime with mom between this tattoo sesh. You know, the mom gets ankle tattoo, and Sheena gets the hummingbird on her neck. What was the hummingbird signified something about her grandmother?
Yes,
her grandmother's favorite animal.
Mm-hmm.
Right on her neck, which didn't look too comfortable. I was kind of impressed here that Sheena wasn't squirming. Sometimes different spots, tattoos hurt. And I think that has to probably be one of them. I don't know. I've never gotten a neck tattoo. But, you know, this is another question. I remember back in the day, you know, I have a couple tattoos, you know, some that show through, you know,
do you like
short t-shirts.
Do you like Sheena's tattoo on her arm that says, "It's all happening"?
No, I've never seen. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that. Funny, from Almost Famous. That was a quote in the movie Almost Famous. What's her name?
I thought it was Kate. Her just thinking like it's all happening.
No, no, no. That's something Kate Hudson refers to in that movie. She's a leader of some girls, and she keeps saying that. That's her mantra. It's all happening. But you know what? Actually, I think that's what Sheena needs. Sheena needs a posse. She needs a group of girls that worship her, mm-hmm. just like Stassi has Kristen and Katie. But anyway, yeah, tats. Don't women worry about tattoos anymore? Like, I don't think people care too much. You can still get a job now, right? With tattoos, no one really cares.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
it used to be really strict, especially in restaurants.
Yeah, you know? Remember you had to cover your tattoo?
Yes, I had to cover my tattoo. I had to wear a stupid wristband around my arm because they didn't want that being, they thought it was, you know, unsightly for serving food or cleaning tables. But yeah, Sheena's got a big ass tattoo on her arm, you know, just on her forearm. It's all happening. Wow, that thing is huge. Crazy. Yeah, so she takes it like a champ, gets her tattoo, little hummingbird.
So she's, you know, she's like, I just, you know, these issues with Stassi, I'm just like a little bit worried. And Sheena's like, you know, Stassi just doesn't trust me. And the mom's like, well, that sounds like she's like really insecure. And they're like, yeah, she is like really insecure. She's so pretty. I don't know why. She, like, that's not my problem that she's insecure. And the mom's advice was kill him with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a little spoiler alert, that doesn't work.
No, not at all.
So
Stassi does not give a shit.
Thanks, Mama Erica, for that advice.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was pretty much it with for that scene. But it was cute, you know?
Yeah, a little mom and daughter time.
Yeah.
Sheena's mom's always a fun little scene, you know, just like, you know, when we see Max or James's mom, the moms are always cool. Jax's mom, all those scenes, Stassi's family.
Yeah.
We like seeing the families. So Stassi and Jax meet up at a restaurant called Stout for a little bit of a lunch.
And Stassi orders some wine and Jax orders a cheeseburger.
It's like, ah, cheeseburger. Yeah.
And he's trying to, trying to say as many words as he can. He's like, cheeseburger, the sky, grass,
yeah,
air. And she's, and so he's like, cut the shit.
Cut the shit, buddy. He is trying to avoid the elephant in the room, which
So he's like, hey, you know, so Peter's birthday is going to be at Mixology. There's this girl. He's talking a mile a minute. He's like, there's this girl that Peter really likes and it's going to be at Mixology and it's Peter's birthday. And Stassi's just straight up like, I don't care.
You can see her teeth like grinding behind her mouth.
Yes.
Like,
this whole episode, I just like, it was all about Stassi's chin job and her jaw and the grinding of her teeth. Like, and her eyes are just on fire.
Yes. They're just shooting bullets, man. Like machine gun bullets at Jax. And I felt like her teeth were going to break off behind her mouth.
Yeah.
And those lips were like, ooh, like you couldn't fit like a credit card in her mouth. Like her mouth was so tightly pressed.
It looked like she wanted to hit him.
It looked like her head was going to explode. She wants to know, Jax, where did you sleep last night? And I think he's prepared for this because he's playing the whole nonchalant role. No, just looking around. I want a cheeseburger. It's all cool.
So, Peter's birthday. Yeah.
Peter's birthday. I think he definitely prepared for this. He probably came up with the story, went over it a few times.
Jax is famous for his story. So this is just like a little, like a glimpse into what we're going to see in the upcoming episodes.
Yeah. I mean, this is Jax's, Jax at his best at lying.
I mean, it was pretty like, so his excuse is I slept in my car, in my truck.
I slept in my truck.
And in front of the apartment.
In front of the apartment. Because the excuse of I went to go sleep at Tom's house doesn't work anymore. Because we got Kristen on...
The bulldog
on duty.
Yeah.
She's definitely on watchdog duty pursuing Jax. I would be worried if I was Jax that they were following me. Because I wouldn't put that past them. That I'm sure there's been plenty of times where they followed Jax.
Oh, for sure.
While Stassi's been at home. You know, she sent Katie or Kristen to follow him.
Well, it's funny because when he says, like, I slept in the truck. And she's like, where? And, you know, he's like in front of the house. When he first said that I slept in the truck, like her eyes were still on fire and the jaw and, you know, teeth were still like, you know, gritted. But, I felt like when he said that he slept in the car in front of the apartment, like there was a new like pain in her eyes of like that just hurt that he stayed out there rather than being there for her. Like it was that whole abandoning thing just came back in and to where he embarrassed her again. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be around you so much that I slept in the car in front of our place because and she's so right away she just goes off and she's like, what kind of guy sleeps in his truck when he could just put his key in the door and sleep with his girlfriend of 2 years? And he's like, because you're crazy. And because I didn't want to get into a huge fight. And she's like, what is there to fight about? Like, I was sleeping. And he's like, that's when you're at your prime, is in the middle of the night. And I thought that was hilarious because
I believe it. Yeah.
Totally.
I can imagine her not letting him sleep, saying, you know, we need to
talk. Yeah.
We need to hash this out. You're not going to sleep. Do you think he was hooking up with the broad?
I think he was up to no good.
He's out, just
yeah. I'm sure that when he knows that he's in trouble, like, it's easier to not deal with her. I mean, she, you know, in all fairness, she is really annoying when she gets going like this, to where it's like, how do you shut her down? He could have said anything at this point, and it would not have made it better. So I kind of, like, it's like you feel bad for Jax, but he's so dumb that, like, then you kind of get what she's saying, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of just not very
But she
self-aware.
Just goes off. She's like, you know, I'm 23 years old. I'm an amazing catch. I don't deserve this. You're a 33-year-old man, and you need to grow up. I mean, just goes off about how he needs to grow up and how he is irresponsible, and he's just like, okay.
You think this would have been, like, what if Jax had the ring in his pocket right there and got down on one knee? You think that would have been the ideal time for a proposal? You think that would have thrown her off?
Probably, because you know what I immediately, like, flashed to? Like, shit was, like, going crazy with them. Like, they, you know, she had already been in, like, another relationship, and then that didn't work out, and, like, all this stuff. And then he gets her name tatted on him. They weren't even together or anything.
Oh,
and
no.
I mean, you saw the way she lit up when he did that.
Yeah.
She is a sucker for, like, you know, I think that's what, when she throws these fits, that's what she's looking for, is for a grand
gesture.
Like, even, like, every time he would be like, don't throw it away, don't do this, she loves that.
Yeah.
She loves that. And when someone doesn't fight for her, she goes nuts.
She likes the, do you think she likes the breakup and the makeup, or she just likes that grand gesture? That
I think she likes both of it. I think she likes to, you know, I don't know, I think she,
to know that someone cares, that someone will do anything for her, for her love and affection.
Yes.
Stassi's definitely a princess. She needs it all.
Yeah.
She needs it all for sure. So, yeah, she, you know, berates him for a while about marriage and growing up. And Jax, it's definitely time to either put up or shut up. Like, what are you going to do here, buddy? You know,
yeah,
it's very serious at this point. Very, very serious.
And she definitely won this argument because he, like I said, he was just like a beaten dog. And he was just like, okay. And they get up and she's still like totally pissed. And he's just like, you know, a beaten down boy.
Yeah.
And so we cut to the next scene and we're at Lisa Vanderpump's house. And
they're preparing for the first ever Sir Restaurant float in the gay pride.
Okay,
parade.
I was going to Google this, but like I just don't even have the energy to do it because I don't give a shit about, but like she's like, hey guys, like here, this is BP. Like who the hell was that who was singing on the float? Like I've never heard of that. Are we so out of the music loop that we don't know who that is? Is that an electronic sort of
Never
group?
Heard of him.
I mean, it's definitely no DJ James Kennedy.
No,
so.
Definitely not. He was dressed as a general, though. So there was some soldier general theme going on. But yeah, I don't know who BP is. The other guy, was that Bobby Trendy?
Who?
Did Bobby Trendy get older or something?
I don't know who that is.
Remember the Anna Nicole Smith show? There was that guy that came and decorated her house and like she was all pissed off. And, you know, he put some pink sheets and velvet carpet on her bed and the shit started falling apart. And remember that, Bobby Trendy?
No.
It's like
I mean,
the first couple episodes.
No, but I would really like to watch that series again.
Anna Nicole show?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Definitely.
Very cutting edge.
That was a good show. That was probably one of the first reality TV shows.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The Osbournes.
Osbournes. Jessica Simpson. What was the Jessica Simpson show called? With Nick Lachey?
Newlyweds.
Was it called Newlyweds?
I think.
It's a terrible name. But yeah,
I knew it wasn't. It was good.
Those were the pioneers. That's what we have today now is
Simple Life.
Simple Life, yes.
Okay, so then they introduce Kevin Lee, the Queen of Queens, who...
Oh, that's the guy. Okay, he's not Bobby Trendy. Kevin Lee, her designer. The guy that kept saying, "WeHo."
Yeah.
"WeHo," that's... You asked about that, that they never seemed to mention that anymore. That was a real popular thing a few years back, referring to Hollywood as "WeHo" or "NoHo."
Uh-huh. I feel like that whole, yeah, it's now West Hollywood. No one says WeHo anymore.
Yeah, if you say WeHo, you're a straight up nerd.
And I feel like West Hollywood has just, like, I really think that Lisa Vanderpump does have some, she did kind of reform West Hollywood.
Did she make it accessible for everybody? Kind of like a more pop culture spot, more of a trendy location.
I mean, I think it always was, but it just, I don't know. It just, it changed a little bit. I don't know what it was.
I mean, the crowd at that gay pride parade was humongous, man. Like, I don't remember it being that big. We went a couple times.
Yeah, we need to Google what year we were there. Wasn't it 2007?
Probably 2007. It was when Paris Hilton was popping off.
She was the Grand Marshal.
She was the Grand Marshal. But I remember just like walking around, like you could walk. They never kept people up on the street or anything.
Yeah, they did.
No, we were walking in the street. You could like walk up to the float if you wanted to. It was not crowded. All I remember is, you know, it wasn't crowded.
But there was a crowd.
Yeah, there was a crowd, but I mean, this
but
is
crazy.
But
now it's huge. Now it's like a whole nother level.
Yeah, the place was packed.
So, you know, the whole cast is there and they're, you know, transforming like a full-on like rented like Home Depot truck into this float. Like they're taking off the, you know, the wood planks and they're putting down the pink carpet and putting one of Lisa's, you know, queen looking princess chairs on there. And then Kristen, it's her little confessional time. She's like, "Yeah, does Olive Garden have a float? I don't think so. That's the difference between Sir and Olive Garden. We have a float."
Yeah. It's one of a kind. The pink shag carpet.
Yeah, but it turned out really good. I thought it looked really, really good. And I thought it was great that they were participating in that. So that was pretty much it for that scene. So the next one, we roll up on Jax, who is at a modeling shoot. And he's trying to play an instrument and be convincing at it. And the guy's like, "Nope, your fingers are wrong." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And he kind of gives us his background, telling us that he's modeled. And this is kind of where he brings up like that his age is an issue. And maybe modeling is for like a single young man. And that's just not him anymore if he wants to make Stassi happy.
No, this is the farewell to modeling shoot right here. Jax with the saxophone. But, you know, he still looks pretty good. And I mean, these pictures look great. And he was definitely, I think, like in the maybe twilight of his modeling career, but still putting out those, you know, GQ ads. And yeah, he was reminiscing about traveling to, you know, Milan and Paris and, you know, making all kinds of money and living the dream and, you know, having women and money and, you know, just total playboy lifestyle. So I think he's trying to capture that, you know, life, or he just wants to keep doing it. He said that, you know, when guys move out to LA, it's got that Peter Pan syndrome where they just don't want to grow up. So, I mean, I agree. I mean, have fun. You mean you're young and you're out in LA. Why else would you be there? Definitely not a place to raise a family, but he's being pressured right now to think of a real career and have a real life and family. I don't think he's ready. I don't know. Maybe Stassi wasn't ready. Maybe she was jumping the gun here.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, 23, come on. You don't know shit when you're 23 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe Jax is more ready than she was.
Yeah. So Jax, like, so now it's like his turn to like talk. And he's like, you know, "I've been modeling for, you know, blah, blah, blah." But he's like, "I think Stassi got me the job at Sir so she could keep an eye on me," which, I mean, that I think that is 100% right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't think she was like, let me really help him out with, you know, some money and stuff. Like, she was just wanting to watch to make sure everything was cool. And then he also says that, like, he would seriously not put it past Dossie to straight up kill him.
No. Well, he said that when he was booking jobs, that she, you know, she wasn't going to a shoot one time in Brazil or something. I'm not sure exactly where it was, but she called the client and said that if she couldn't go, Jax wasn't going, and canceled his photo shoot. So she was very vindictive when it came to things like that, thinking that he'd be hooking up with girls if she wasn't around. So very possessive and controlling, just did not trust him. I don't know if he ever displayed untrustworthy behavior back then. I mean, we all know now what he was doing, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think that even, like, as she's complaining, like, we can see that he is doing shit to piss her off. Like, he... I mean, maybe it's because there was conflict between them, but, like, he seemed like he was a douche.
Yeah, but I think it had a lot to do with her whole insecurity. I mean, it just, that shows in everything that she's doing.
Oh, totally, totally.
I mean, young girls and 32-year-olds, 33-year-olds maybe just don't mix. Especially if they're not sugar daddies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If you're 33, you got to own your own company or be a billionaire.
I don't know. At this point, like season one, episode two, like that didn't even really exist. Like he was pretty much doing the best he could.
You know what didn't exist at the time?
What?
Find My Phone or tracking apps, because did it?
When was this?
It wasn't a pop.
The iPhone was.
Yeah, yeah, but it wasn't a popular thing. But imagine now if him and Stassi were dating, she would have had a tracker on that guy's phone.
Well, she talks about now how, you know, with her being single and everything, that Kristen and Katie track her, like, to make sure that she's safe, like, if she goes out on a date or something. But she said, like, it was getting to the point where they'd be like, you're at Taco Bell, we want something. Like, they were, like, stalking her, you know?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, anyways, so the next scene, they are at the parade. It's the parade day.
Wait. 1 second. So, Tom Schwartz, he's at the shoot too, and he's playing the guitar. So we got the saxophone with Jax and Tom with the guitar. Both great photos there. But you know, he recalled that when he first moved to LA, he's only been there 3 years. So where did he come from? Do you know? Remember?
He came from, I believe, Florida. I mean, he's from Minnesota, but then he was at college, and he left college to pursue acting. I just don't recall what state it was. I believe Florida.
Wow, these guys are like full on newbies. Like, we were in LA back in 2007, 2008, 2009, and these guys weren't even there yet. That's crazy. But he remembers moving, you know, to LA and put an ad in the paper, or went to go see if this room was for rent. And it was between him and a stripper, I guess, a male stripper or female stripper. I don't know, they don't mention. But Jax chose him. The more adventurous choice, he says. But he recalls this place being like a frat house.
Yeah, I'm actually confused by this story, because I thought that the true story was that Tom Sandoval found Tom Schwartz, and that they were emailing back and forth, and that's when he packed up his Honda Accord and headed cross country. So I don't know if this is a conflicting story or what's going on.
Maybe it was Jax and Tom Sandoval lived together, and then Tom Schwartz came out and lived with both of them. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If anybody knows, let us know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that, I think it's a very known thing. I just...
But they, you know, they definitely lived it up, I guess, you know, frat house, girls everywhere. Jax had his time.
Yeah.
Now he's scared of Stassi and miserable, not having fun.
Yeah. And Tom Schwartz did like deliver a line that I did appreciate in that part where he's like, I'm a Mactor.
Mactor, yes. Model actor.
Yeah. So he was like, his sense of humor is showing right away. You know, like his little, he always gets his little lines in. Like where,
same old Tom Schwartz has not changed.
Yeah. Soft spoken, kind of like, oh yeah, you know. Oh, and like the most exciting part of him talking is describing when he did become roommates with Jax and the sheet, you know, that would partition in the room, and how he, you know, got more action than anything he's ever seen. And it was like a revolving sheet.
Yes. Jax would get more ass than a toilet seat, apparently. But we switch over to the gay pride parade. Float is in full effect, the Sir Float, pink velvet, huge crowd. Lisa looks like a Kentucky Derby attendant with a humongous hat.
And it seems like the staff, the staff and the cast members on Vanderpump Rules, like, it must have been really early. And I don't think that these folks are used to waking up early, because they just all look like jacked.
Yeah.
Not jacks, jacked. And they're even like off to the side on the curb trying to drink a little bit. And Lisa sees that and she's like, no, tip it out, tip it out.
No alcohol.
She's like, I'm like babysitting these people. And then she's like, where's Stassi?
I noticed that.
She says, like, episode one, she said Stassi's name wrong. Episode two, we're still saying it wrong. Like, did she not know? Maybe she had a hard time, like, she was visualizing it on paper, and she's like, is that Stacy, Stassi, stop? How was she saying it?
Stassi. Yeah.
She's like, where's Stassi at? And Jax is like, I don't know. And he's like, we basically, like, hate each other. We despise each other. And so... Also, I found that Ken, Lisa's husband, was real creepy in this episode, in this part. He's like, Jax, take your shirt off.
He's like, maybe you should take your shirt off. I don't know. I mean, like, if you want to.
Yeah, and he's like, but you should, because Lisa worked very hard on this, and you're going to ruin it.
And then he says, no, put it back on. Ah, I guess you can keep it off. Yeah, Ken, definitely letting a little bit of that bisexual attitude come out there.
Yeah, he was like real eager about seeing Jack's shirt off.
It was just he was excited about the pride parade.
Yeah.
A little bit of that rubbing off on him.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lisa in quick succession makes all the guys snap to it, get them shirts off, get out of those hoodies, you know, look alive, get up on that float.
And then Sheena makes a comment. She's like, you know, I have to say that I don't mind looking at Jax with his shirt off. It's not the worst thing to look at.
Yeah.
So I bet when Stassi watched that back, she was like, I knew it, that home-wrecking whore.
Well, the girls look freaking miserable, man. So the girls, all the guys have their shirts off, and the girls look freaking miserable as hell. Sheena's on, you know, the side with the guys. She's right by Jax.
Yeah, that's funny.
She's jocking Jax. And then... he says, you know, I need a little bit of suntan lotion, and she volunteers to rub a little suntan lotion on his shoulders, and all hell breaks loose, man. This is just, you know, four alarm fire, Stassi.
Like, they literally yell. They're like, oh, so inappropriate. What? Like they're like yelling out, like hackling them, mm-hmm. heckling them.
Kristen and Katie rush to Stassi's defense to berate Sheena and tell her that she's, you know, being inappropriate. Stassi can't believe what she's seeing. She's like, this is not happening.
Like, she's literally having a full breakdown. Yeah, she like literally puts her hand like up on her forehead and like encourages Kristen and Katie to go handle it, like take care of it. Mm-hmm. And so they rush over there, and they're like, you guys, come on. And Lisa's like, what is the problem?
Lisa's not having it. So she kind of saves Sheena a bit, and Jack's dumb as ever.
And Kristen's line to Jax is, don't ask me to ever defend you again, Jax. Which I thought was funny, because that comes up later when they start defending. You know, they're like, oh, like, Jax, we're on Jax's side, Stassi.
Oh, okay.
And then Lisa lets us in on kind of what she's thinking about all this. So she's like, you know, anytime there's any conflict, you can always find one person in the middle, and that is Kristen. And if she isn't involved in it, she will be soon. And, you know, then they zoom back into the shot, and it's true. Kristen's right in the middle and just going off.
Yeah, Kristen's the instigator. She's always getting mixed up in some mess there, so she's
So, yeah, I thought that was funny, though. Oh, and then one more thing kind of in between that scene that we missed. Lisa's like, Ken is the worst driver because he's going to be driving the float. She's like, he has had so many rear ends. And then she kind of looks over at that Kevin Lee and she's like, but not as many as you. Yeah. I mean, like some of Lisa's little things like that.
Her zingers.
In the whole show of Vanderpump Rules are amazing. Lately, it's been like a little annoying with her being like, so let's freshen up the menu. Like that's boring. But when she does these jokes, I mean, that's Lisa at her finest.
Yeah, we definitely had a lot more of Lisa in the beginning. Now just cuts back to menu and restaurant talk. But cut straight to Lance Bass from NSYNC. Boom. Lisa schmoozing. You know, they're in the restaurant. It's still Pride Day. They're, you know, got a lot of people. Lance did not attend, but she's talking about work drama.
Because he didn't wake up on time.
Yeah, so not an early riser, that Lance Bass, even for gay pride. Work drama. She's all about confronting Stassi now and telling her, look, I don't know what happened on that float, but you guys have to stop this.
Keep it at home.
Stassi's confronting Jax again, standing there pouting. She wants her white wine, and Jax tells one of the other bartenders, go ahead and handle this. I'm going to go stock with Stassi. and he says, let's squash this. And she has another freak out and says, did you just say squash this? So she doesn't like the bro references, I guess. Don't talk to me like a bro, right?
Yeah.
Talk to me like a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she's smoking in this scene. She's lighting them up one after one, chain smoking. Gross.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. There was some smoke and she was sucking on a cancer stick. Katie smokes, we know that. Kristen smokes. All the friends smoke here. Stassi just hates Sheena and she's telling Jax, I don't like that home wrecking whore. She said that a bunch of times in this episode. So
basically Jax's like biggest defense is he's like, Sheena has a boyfriend. And Stassi's like, I don't give a F. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know you're wrong. Every single person said that you were being a dick. And that just is not flying with Jax. Like, he's not going to go down like that. And he's like, I don't care. He's like, every single day, it's another issue with you. And once again, like, if you really watch these scenes, you will see when someone zings it to Stassi. And that was another line that hit her right where it counts. And the tears came. And then when he said, oh, great, now you're going to turn on the waterworks. And that made it even worse. And
she splits.
She hightails
it out of there.
She goes back inside. She's going to go, you know, bust some more tables or something.
Yeah, so the relationship is taking a turn for the worse. There's not going to be anything pretty in the future here. But it's Peter's birthday. It's later that night, or probably the next day, actually.
Yeah.
Because they refer to Jax as, Jax is not there yet at the party, so he's still working. He's working another shift. So I think this is maybe a day or two later. They're meeting at Mixology bar restaurant. Which used to be the Lemon Basket, I believe. Was that what it was called?
Lemon Basket? Yeah.
There was a show back in the day where, you know, they have some celebrities open a restaurant. Jake from The Bachelorette, Heidi Montag from The Hills. They opened a restaurant, you know.
What was that shit called?
I don't know. Something stupid. But yeah, I remember the place was called Lemon Basket. Something like that. And then
it was called
I think it was called Ketchup after that.
Yeah.
This place has been through all kinds of changes, but now it's Mixology. It's Peter's B-Day. Jax is running late or working.
They're all cheersing and taking shots, acting like they're just all BFFs, and they're all like, you know, we're a really tight crew.
Yeah. Shots galore. Everybody's there. Tom, T-Sandy.
Yeah, and then Sheena rolls up, and like, it's all, like everyone stops talking, and they're like, oh.
She's
like taking shots without me, and Stassi's like rolling her eyes.
Old school chubby Shay.
With the
beard, with the stubble. She tells Shay that I'm going to have to talk to Stassi. She mentions to Stassi, let's talk later. Stassi's like, oh my God, don't touch me. I'd rather poke my eyes out with hot needles.
Steaming hot needles.
Steaming hot needles.
Here's the thing, though, dude. Like, the lines that Stassi is delivering, just with not missing a beat, are just so amazing and so unapologetically crazy that you just can't help but just love her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd rather poke my eyes out with steaming hot needles.
And there is definitely no love lost for Sheena. She still feels the same way about Sheena. They're still at it like freaking cats, man. Like, that vendetta has still...
Yeah, like she straight up says, she's like, I don't like her. That's why I didn't let her into the circle. So
she just doesn't like Sheena.
What's up, homewrecker? You know, she's like saying shit like that.
Yeah. So this is like... an old rivalry that just never ends.
Yeah. So Sheena's like, you know what? Like I the last thing I want to do is confront Stassi. She's the worst. She's unstable, mean, and crazy. And so Sheena like works up the nerve. She drinks a drink. She's like, okay, Shay, I'm going to go do it. And she like downs a martini and she rolls over and she's like, Stassi, can I steal you for a second or join the conversation? And it's like the most awkward moment because no one answers her. They just stare at her. And so finally, to like end the awkwardness, like Stassi stands up and freaking Kristen is like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, do you need me to walk you over, or are you okay?
Are you okay? Yeah, that was funny. She's like, no, I got this.
So then they have a convo about what happened, and Stassi is just not hearing it. Sheena actually apologizes, and she's like, you know what? I'm sorry for being flirty.
She says, this is what sets Stassi off. She says, if I was being flirty, if I was being inappropriate, Stassi doesn't like that. And she says, not if, that's no apology. You were being inappropriate. You were being too flirty. So try again.
And she's like, he asked me to put the sunscreen on. And Stassi's like, I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then she's like, you know, I am a flirty person by nature. So I don't know. I guess I need to watch that. And Stassi takes that and just roll. She's like, yeah, you do need to watch it. And you need to watch yourself because you need to watch yourself and watch yourself the way you're coming off. Because watch yourself.
Yes. Watch yourself, Sheena.
Like if someone talked to me like that, I'd be like, goodbye. Watch yourself and go watch me buy your boyfriend. I don't care.
Watch this.
Yeah, and suck it.
It wasn't a productive talk.
So then Jax rolls in, and rather than, you know, rolling in like a normal human being, he rolls up. He's like, hey guys, and like, have you had a drink? And he's like, no, I need one. So he, you know, rolls up, you know, his stomach to the bar, and the guy, the mixologist, is making shots and
for everybody.
Yeah, for everyone. And rather than being a normal human, he takes one and then he looks around to see if anyone's looking, and he does another one. And you know who was looking? Frickin' Frank. He's sitting there, he's like, yeah,
Frank's in the background.
He's like, look, he's doing another one.
Yeah. There's like 10 shots lined up and Jax is hitting them all, and Frank is just, you know, elated. He's loving it. Now that we look back on this, I think he was more excited that
Frank has like the douchiest smile like I've ever seen.
Yeah, that guy's a freaking tool. But you know what this reminded me of? This is what I saw when Jax walked in. I didn't see somebody walking up to a bar and taking shots. It was almost like there was a fire in that place, right? A fire. And Jax walks in with a big can of gasoline and just starts chucking the gasoline on the fire, because that's what he did with Stassi here. He just added fuel to the fire because her eyes just popped out of her head at the scene of Jax taking all of these shots. And then he walks up to her and says, hi, I'm Jax. How are you?
Oh, God. That was so annoying.
That was pretty awkward.
Well, before that, though, there was like a little foreshadowing scene where he walks past Frank, who is just egging him on by taking all those shots. And he's like, hey, Frank, thanks for picking up my girlfriend and bringing her here. Thanks for that.
Yeah, definitely a good friend to have on your side, Frank. I bet they were talking the whole way about, you know, Jax not being a good boyfriend. I mean, come on. What kind of guy does that? What's up with the bro code, Frank?
Yeah.
That guy's a weasel.
Yeah, so then he's like, I'm Jax. And she and Stassi's just like...
She's not having it.
She's like, I don't know. And so she's basically like trying to just start shit and even sitting in there. She's like, you need to realize what it's like to not have me. And he's like, why do you have to be like this? Like, this is like a fun atmosphere. Like, can't we just have fun? And she's like, have fun? Do you think this is fun? You know, like she's just like going for it. And he's like, I can't even deal with you right now.
So the boiling point is this, and this was the last straw, and everything that's been simmering in the last two episodes comes to a head right outside as they're leaving. Both have been drinking. Stassi's had it. Jax is at his wit's end.
They're like stumbling down the outside stairs.
Yeah, I'm surprised they made it down those stairs without going over head first.
They're pacing the parking lot.
Yeah.
Fighting.
They go back and forth a couple times because they make their way back to that staircase later on. But he's still clueless on what the problem is. And Stassi alludes to her needs right here, exactly what she wants. And she boils it down to just one thing. There's just one thing. You know what I want, is what she says. This one thing. And I came to surmise that it was